it was just like we were, you know, we had been apart for so long that we had just, we had separated, you know. I really didn't know what to think when I initially had come home, so kind of hard to pinpoint exactly where, you know, where everything started breaking down at.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you a few really hardball questions, and if they get, you know, if you don't want to answer them, if you want to just move on to something else, let me know, because I'm recording this now. Now, when you came home from Iraq, your marriage of 11 years, is that correct?
Right.
Ended ultimately in divorce just the other day. What day did the divorce come through?
I received the papers 2 days ago.
Now, your ex-wife is named Robin Barber. She's still using your name, is that correct? You guys are still pretty much friends to that point, right?
Yeah. We had talked the other day, and you know, we both decided that, you know, there's no reason why we can't be friends, even though, you know, our marriage may, you know, have been dissolved. There's still no reason why we can't be friends.
Right, so it wasn't ultimately ending where you never are going to talk to her again. At least it was resolved to the point of friendship right now. Now, are you guys communicating on a sort of regular basis?
Yeah, we've been talking back and forth and whatnot, so, you know, trying to take care of some business and things of this nature, you know, trying to get things squared away and you know, just stuff like that. So, you know, we have been communicating.
Now, when you came back from Iraq, what was the first thing that started going wrong, or you know, you said it was kind of hard to pinpoint, but what do you think was one of the major things that started happening right after you came home or within a few weeks?
I was just, you know, I was just so used to being by myself. You know, really the first month, I had did nothing but sleep, you know, just trying to readjust, getting back into the system and whatnot. So, you know, it was, we were just, had been apart for so long that when I come back, it was just like, you know, she was a total stranger. And like, I was a total stranger to her. That was the hard part to, you know, where the things really had started breaking down was that we, you know, our finances weren't as good as it was, you know, so we were, you know, kind of arguing and bickering back and forth about that, you know, and that was pretty much, that was where it had started within that first month of being home. It was just trying to get used to being back together again, and I just don't think that, you know, I just don't think that we had bonded in that first month. You know, there was a joy about being together, but there was that was pretty much the extent of it. You know, it's just we were glad to be back together, but at the same time, we were really having to learn each other all over again. You know, of course, I was in a position where I couldn't trust anybody and, you know, stuff like that. You know, so everything was just brand new and you know, the change was just difficult for both of us to have to accept.
Yeah, you said that it was like coming back home to a total stranger. I've heard that from quite a few guys when they come back, and some of them make it through that, and a lot of them say that's the thing that really puts up the barrier when you come back, is the having been in combat readiness for so long. It's just so hard to get used to having someone else close to you, you know, sleeping in the same bed or even in the same room. Was that a big issue with you when you came back? You were still kind of on alert and watchful?
Oh, I was majorly watchful. You know, when it come down to sleeping in the same bed and everything, I mean, that was the difficult part. You know, I had found out within a couple of days of returning back home that we had had one of our soldiers had been killed, him and his wife or her girlfriend had been killed when he come back home for R&R. You know, and I can remember where I was in the bed, you know, and all of a sudden it was just like, you know, I was going through complete mortar attacks and things like that, you know, and guess you laying in bed trying to hold me and whatnot, and all I could do was just cry. And, you know, it was really, really hard to get used to having, you know, having her being in the bed with me, you know, after being gone for so long.
Yeah, and let me ask you something. How long was it before you realized that you guys had some issues where you had to separate?
Well, we had separated in November of 2004. You know, I had really, you know, started seeing a lot of the issues, and pretty much, like I said, right after I come back home, you know, where we were arguing and you know, we would have our disagreements and things like that, you know, and I would have to say that probably in like May of 2004, you know, things really, or actually April, things really started going, bad between us, you know, because it was like we were returning back to the same old routine before I had left, and you know, because she was with me in the truck, I had went back to driving a truck again, you know, so we were both out on the road and whatnot, and you know, just being so close to each other was real difficult to, you know, for me, and you know, the fact that I didn't get a chance to, you know, start dealing with myself and decompress from the war and everything else, and I just got really, really ticked off at what was going on between us, you know, and it just seemed like, you know, we were going through the same old emotion that we were going through before.
Now, before you left, you guys were both running the long hauls with the truck together at the, you know, in the same cab all the time, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, right before I had left before Iraq, she had gotten out of the truck and had gotten a full-time job and things like that, you know, so, you know, we weren't really that together, but of course I was working for a company that got me home every weekend, so, and several times through the week. You know, so we got to, you know, we didn't get to see each other every night, but for the most part, from 2000 to 2003, 2002, that's when we both, you know, we were in the truck with each other on a regular basis.
So pretty much, I mean, going off to war and then going through this for the first couple months and for a while afterwards, kind of, you know, you guys had bonded pretty good and had, you know, had a relationship. You know, a lot of people cannot be around their wife or significant other during work, but, I mean, so this war actually really separated you to that extent. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a really, you know, a really tough time, you know, trying to reconnect. I mean, there was just, you know, it was, you know, sexually, romantically, you know, things like that, you know, emotionally, it was just very hard to reconnect with, you know, with each other. It's like I said, I had my guard up and I was constantly on alert and things of this nature, and of course, you know, my attitude had changed to the effect of like, you know, well, hey, you know, I'm not going to sit here and worry about this, and, you know, I had taken on that attitude of like, you know, hey, you know, we have got, you know, I've got to do what I've got to do, and I'm not going to worry about it, and it was just taking on an attitude of callousness, you know, towards family and friends and things of this nature, you know, saying, hey, you know, you want to be a part of my life, you know, jump on board, but I don't want to sit here and mess around with you, you know, so I had that hardball type of image, and that was carrying over into my marriage, you know, to the point of like, you know, hey, I'm like, you either want to be with me or you don't. That's kind of the attitude that I had taken on once I had come back, you know, and really have realized just, hey, you know, here's the thing, here's the deal, you know, you want to be a part of my life or you don't want to be a part of it. I mean, it's just sports, really what it boiled down to, and I just don't think I had the what am I wanting to say, the, can't think of it off the top of my head, but I just didn't have a lot of patience.
How about like coping skills? I mean, that was the big deal you said before, was the coping skills weren't there. You didn't have any patience with anybody.
Yeah, I dealt with that, just, you know, in a nutshell. I just didn't have the patience for anybody. I didn't have the patience, you know, to get out here and get up and down the road, you know, and people would sit there and, you know, play around and donkey around and things like that, you know, and I couldn't stand standing in lines and, you know, just the whole coping thing, you know, I had, if there was something that needed to get done, I had to tell my wife to go get it done because it was like, you know, hey, I can't go into this building, you know, I would get the cold sweats and things like that, so I would have to stay out of the building when she would go in and you know, do shopping or whatever the case was, you know, it's just, the coping skills was very rough. It was very rough of trying to learn and just how to deal with each other.
Okay, I'm going to...